Chapters 21 through 27 of the Book of Numbers from the World English Bible. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. The Book of Numbers from the World English Bible, Chapters 21 through 27. The Canaanite, the king of Arad, who lived in the south, heard tell that Israel came by way of Atharim. And he fought against Israel, and took some of them captive. Israel vowed a vow to Yahweh, and said, "If you will indeed deliver this people into my hand, then I will utterly destroy their cities." Yahweh listened to the voice of Israel, and delivered up the Canaanites, and they utterly destroyed them and their cities. And the name of the place was called Hormah. They travelled from Mount Hor by way to the Red Sea, to compass the land of Edom. And the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. The people spoke against God and against Moses. "Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread and there is no water, and our soul loathes this light bread." Yahweh sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people. And many people of Israel died. The people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned because we have spoken against Yahweh and against you. Pray to Yahweh that he may take away the serpents from us." Moses prayed for the people. Yahweh said to Moses, "Make a fiery serpent and set it on a standard, and it shall happen that everyone who is bitten, when he sees it, shall live." Moses made a serpent of brass and set it on the standard. And it happened that if a serpent had bitten any man, when he looked to the serpent of brass, he lived. The children of Israel travelled and encamped at Oboth. They travelled from Oboth and encamped at Ayah Barim, in the wilderness which is before Moab, towards the sunrise. From there they travelled and encamped in the valley of Zered. From there they travelled and encamped on the other side of the Arnon, which is in the wilderness, that comes out of the border of the Amorites. For the Arnon is the border of Moab, between Moab and the Amorites. Therefore it is said in the book of the wars of Yahweh, "Vaheb in Sulphar, the valleys of the Arnon, the slope of the valleys that incline towards the dwelling of Ar, leans on the border of Moab." From there they travelled to Beer, that is the well of which Yahweh said to Moses, "Gather the people together, and I will give them water." Then sang Israel this song, "Spring up, well, sing to it, the well which the princes dug, which the nobles of the people dug with the scepter and with their poles." From the wilderness they travelled to Matanah, and from Matanah to Nahaliel, and from Nahaliel to Bamoth, and from Bamoth to the valley that is in the field of Moab, to the top of Pisgah, which looks down on the desert. Israel sent messengers to Sihon, king of the Amorites, saying, "Let me pass through your land. We will not turn aside into field or into vineyard. We will not drink of the water of the wells. We will go by the king's highway until we have passed your border." Sihon would not allow Israel to pass through his border. But Sihon gathered all his people together and went out against Israel into the wilderness and came to Jahaz. And he fought against Israel. Israel struck him with the edge of the sword, and possessed his land from the Arnon to the Jabbok, even to the children of Ammon, for the border of the children of Ammon was strong. Israel took all these cities, and Israel lived in all the cities of the Amorites, in Heshbon, and in all its towns. For Heshbon was the city of Sihon, the king of the Amorites, who had fought against the former king of Moab, and taken all his land out of his hand, even to the Arnon. Therefore those who speak in Proverbs say, "Come to Heshbon, let the city of Sihon be built and established, for a fire has gone out in Heshbon, a flame from the city of Sihon. It has devoured Ar of Moab. The lords of the high places of the Arnon, woe to you, Moab! You are undone, people of Chemosh. He has given his sons as fugitives, and his daughters into captivity, to Sihon, king of the Amorites. We have shot at them. Heshbon has perished even to Dibon. We have laid waste even to Nophah, which reaches to Medeba. Thus Israel lived in the land of the Amorites. Moses sent to spy out Jezer, and they took its town and drove out the Amorites who were there. They turned and went up by the way of Bashan, and Og, the king of Bashan, went out against them, he and all his people, to battle of Edrei. Yahweh said to Moses, "Don't fear him, for I have delivered him into your hand, and all his people and his land, and you shall do to him as you did to Sihon, king of the Amorites, who lived at Heshbon." So they struck him, and his sons and all his people, till there was none left him remaining, and they possessed his land. The children of Israel travelled, and encamped in the plains of Moab, beyond the Jordan at Jericho. Balak, the son of Zippor, saw all that Israel had done to the Amorites. Moab was very afraid of the people, because they were many, and Moab was distressed because of the children of Israel. Moab said to the children of Midian, "Now this multitude will lick up all that is around us, as the ox licks up the grass of the field." Balak, the son of Zippor, was king of Moab at that time. He sent messengers to Balaam, the son of Beor, to Pethor, which is by the river, to the land of the children of his people, to call him, saying, "Behold, there is a people who came out from Egypt. Behold, they cover the surface of the earth, and they are staying opposite me. Please come now, therefore, curse me this people, for they are too mighty for me. Perhaps I shall prevail, that we may strike them, and that I may drive them out of the land. For I know that he who you bless is blessed, and he whom you curse is cursed." The elders of Moab and the elders of Midian departed with the rewards of divination in their hands. And they came to Balaam, and spoke to him the words of Balak. He said to them, "Lodge here this night, and I will bring you word again, as Yahweh shall speak to me." The princes of Moab stayed with Balaam. God came to Balaam and said, "Who are these men with you?" Balaam said to God, "Balak, the son of Zippor, king of Moab, has said to me, 'Behold, the people that has come out of Egypt, it covers the surface of the earth. Now come curse me them. Perhaps I shall be able to fight against them and shall drive them out.'" God said to Balaam, "You shall not go with them. You shall not curse the people, for they are blessed." Balaam rose up in the morning and said to the princes of Balak, "Go to your land, for Yahweh refuses to permit me to go with you." The princes of Moab rose up, and they went to Balak and said, "Balaam refuses to come with us." Balak sent yet again princes, more and more honorable than they. They came to Balaam and said to him, "Thus says Balak, the son of Zippor, please let nothing hinder you from coming to me, for I will promote you to very great honor, and whatever you say to me I will do. Please come therefore, and curse this people for me." Balaam answered the servants of Balak, "If Balak would give me his house full of silver and gold, I cannot go beyond the word of Yahweh my God, to do less or more. Now therefore, please wait also here this night, that I may know what Yahweh will speak to me more." God came to Balaam that night and said to him, "If the men have come to call you, rise up, go with them, but only the word which I speak to you, that you shall do." Balaam rose up in the morning and saddled his donkey and went with the princes of Moab. God's anger was kindled because he went, and the angel of Yahweh placed himself in the way for an adversary against him. Now he was riding on his donkey, and his two servants were with him. The donkey saw the angel of Yahweh standing in the way, with his sword drawn in his hand. And the donkey turned aside out of the way and went into the field. And Balaam struck the donkey to turn her into the way. Then the angel of Yahweh stood in a narrow path between the vineyards, a wall being on this side and a wall on that side. The donkey saw the angel of Yahweh, and she thrust herself to the wall and crushed Balaam's foot against the wall, and he struck her again. The angel of Yahweh went further, and stood in a narrow place where there was no way to turn either to the right hand or to the left. The donkey saw the angel of Yahweh, and she laid down under Balaam, and Balaam's anger was kindled, and he struck the donkey with his staff. Yahweh opened the mouth of the donkey, and she said to Balaam, "What have I done to you, that you struck me these three times?" Balaam said to the donkey, "Because you have mocked me, I wish there were a sword in my hand, for now I would have killed you." The donkey said to Balaam, "Am I not your donkey, on which you have ridden all your life long to this day? Was I ever in the habit of doing so to you?" He said, "No." Then Yahweh opened the eyes of Balaam, and he saw the angel of Yahweh standing in the way with his sword drawn in his hand. And he bowed his head and fell on his face. The angel of Yahweh said to him, "Why have you struck your donkey these three times? Behold, I have come forth as an adversary, because your way is perverse before me. And the donkey saw me and turned aside before me these three times. Unless she had turned aside from me, surely now I would have killed you and saved her alive." Balaam said to the angel of Yahweh, "I have sinned, for I didn't know that you stood in the way against me. Now therefore, if it displeases you, I will go back again." The angel of Yahweh said to Balaam, "Go with the men, but only the word that I shall speak to you, that you shall speak." So Balaam went with the princes of Balak. When Balak heard that Balaam had come, he went out to meet him in the city of Moab, which is on the border of the Arnon, which is the utmost part of the border. Balak said to Balaam, "Didn't I earnestly send to you to call you? Why didn't you come to me? Am I not able indeed to promote you to honor?" Balaam said to Balak, "Behold, I have come to you. Have I now any power at all to speak anything? The word that God puts into my mouth, that shall I speak." Balaam went with Balak, and they came to Kiriath Hasoth. Balak sacrificed cattle and sheep, and sent to Balaam and the princes who were with him. It happened in the morning that Balak took Balaam, and brought him up into the high places of Baal, and he saw from there the utmost part of the people. Balaam said to Balak, "Build me here 7 altars, and prepare me here 7 bulls and 7 rams." Balak did as Balaam had spoken, and Balak and Balaam offered on every altar a bull and a ram. Balaam said to Balak, "Stand by your burnt offering, and I will go. Perhaps Yahweh will come to meet me, and whatever he shows me, I will tell you." He went to a bare height. God met Balaam, and he said to him, "I have prepared the 7 altars, and I have offered up a bull and a ram on every altar." Yahweh put a word in Balaam's mouth and said, "Return to Balak, and thus you shall speak." He returned to him, and behold, he was standing by his burnt offering, he and all the princes of Moab. He took up his parable and said, "From Aram has Balak brought me, the king of Moab from the mountains of the east. Come, curse Jacob for me. Come, defy Israel. How shall I curse whom God has not cursed? How shall I defy whom Yahweh has not defied? From the top of the rocks I see him, from the hills I see him. Behold, it is a people that dwells alone, and shall not be reckoned among the nations. Who shall count the dust of Jacob, or number the fourth parts of Israel? Let me die the death of the righteous. Let my last end be like his." Balak said to Balaam, "What have you done to me? I took you to curse my enemies, and behold, you have blessed them altogether." He answered and said, "Must I not take heed to speak that which Yahweh puts in my mouth?" Balak said to him, "Please come with me to another place where you may see them. You shall see but the utmost part of them, and shall not see them all, and curse me them from there." He took him into the field of Zophim, to the top of Pisgah, and built 7 altars, and offered up a bull and a ram on every altar. He said to Balak, "Stand here by your burnt offering, while I meet over there." Yahweh met Balaam, and put a word in his mouth, and said, "Return to Balak, and say this." He came to him, and behold, he was standing by his burnt offering, and the princes of Moab with him. Balak said to him, "What has Yahweh spoken?" He took up his parable and said, "Rise up, Balak, and hear. Listen to me, you son of Zippor. God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Has he said, or will he not do it? Or has he spoken, and will he not make it good? Behold, I have received a command to bless. He has blessed, and I can't reverse it. He has not seen iniquity in Jacob, neither has he seen perverseness in Israel. Yahweh his God is with him. The shout of a king is among them. God brings them out of Egypt. He has, as it were, the strength of a wild ox. Surely there is no enchantment with Jacob, neither is there any divination with Israel. Now it shall be said of Jacob and of Israel, what has God done? Behold, the people rises up as a lioness, as a lion he lifts himself up. He shall not lie down until he eat of the prey and drinks the blood of the slain. Balak said to Balaam, neither curse them at all, nor bless them at all. But Balaam answered Balak, didn't I tell you, saying, all that Yahweh speaks, that I must do? Balak said to Balaam, come now, I will take you to another place. Perhaps it will please God that you may curse them from there. Balak took Balaam to the top of Peor, that looks down on the desert. Balaam said to Balak, build me here 7 altars, and prepare me 7 bulls and 7 rams. Balak did as Balaam had said, and offered up a bull and a ram on every altar. When Balaam saw that it pleased Yahweh to bless Israel, he didn't go, as at the other times, to meet with enchantments, but he set his face towards the wilderness. Balaam lifted up his eyes, and he saw Israel dwelling according to their tribes, and the Spirit of God came on him. He took up his parable and said, Balaam, the son of Beor, says, the man whose eyes was closed, says, who sees the vision of the Almighty, falling down and having his eyes open. How goodly are your tents, Jacob, and your tents, Israel. As valleys they are spread forth, as gardens by the riverside, as aloes which Yahweh has planted, as cedar trees beside the waters. Water shall flow from his buckets, his seed shall be in many waters. His king shall be higher than Agag, his kingdom shall be exalted. God brings him out of Egypt. He has, as it were, the strength of the wild ox. He shall eat up the nations his adversaries, shall break their bones into pieces, and pierce them with his arrows. He couched, he lay down as a lion, as a lioness. Who shall rouse him up? Everyone who blesses you is blessed. Everyone who curses you is cursed. Balak's anger was kindled against Balaam, and he struck his hands together. And Balak said to Balaam, I called you to curse my enemies, and behold, you have altogether blessed them these 3 times. Therefore now flee you to your place. I thought to promote you to great honor, but behold, Yahweh has kept you back from honor. Balaam said to Balak, didn't I also tell your messengers who sent to me, saying, if Balak would give me his house full of silver and gold, I cannot go beyond the words of Yahweh, to do either good or bad of my own mind. I will say what Yahweh says. Now behold, I go to my people. Come, I will inform you what this people shall do to your people in the latter days. He took up his parable and said, Balaam, the son of Beor, says, the man whose eye was closed, says, he says who hears the words of God, knows the knowledge of the Most High, and who sees the vision of the Almighty, falling down and having his eyes open. I see him, but not now. I see him, but not near. A star will come out of Jacob, a scepter will rise out of Israel, and shall strike through the corners of Moab, and break down all the sons of Sheth. Edom shall be possessed. Seir, his enemies, also shall be a possession, while Israel does valiantly. Out of Jacob shall one have dominion, and shall destroy the remnant from the city. He looked at Amalek, and took up his parable and said, Amalek was the first of the nations, but his latter end shall come to destruction. He looked at the Kenite, and took up his parable and said, your dwelling place is strong, your nest is set in the rock. Nevertheless, Cain shall be wasted, until Ashur carries you away captive. He took up his parable and said, alas, who shall live when God does this? But ships shall come from the coast of Kittim. They shall afflict Ashur and shall afflict Eber. He also shall come to destruction. Balaam rose up and went and returned to his place, and Balak also went his way. Israel stayed in Shittim, And the people began to play the prostitute with the daughters of Moab, for they called the people to the sacrifices of their gods. And the people ate and bowed down to their gods. Israel joined himself to Baal Peor, and the anger of Yahweh was kindled against Israel. Yahweh said to Moses, "Take all the chiefs of the people and hang them up to Yahweh before the sun, that the fierce anger of Yahweh may turn away from Israel." Moses said to the judges of Israel, "Everyone kill his men who have joined themselves to Baal Peor." Behold, one of the children of Israel came and brought to his brothers a Midianite woman in the sight of Moses, and in the sight of all the congregation of the children of Israel, while they were weeping at the door of the tent of meeting. When Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, saw it, he rose up from the midst of the congregation, and took a spear in his hand, and he went after the man of Israel into the pavilion, and thrust both of them through, the man of Israel and the woman through her body. So the plague was stayed from the children of Israel. Those who died by the plague were 24,000. Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, "Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, has turned my wrath from the children of Israel, in that he was jealous with my jealousy among them, so that I didn't consume the children of Israel in my jealousy. Therefore say, behold, I give to him my covenant of peace, and it shall be to him, and to his seed after him, the covenant of an everlasting priesthood, because he was jealous for his God, and made atonement for the children of Israel." Now the name of the man of Israel that was slain, who was slain with the Midianite woman, was Zimri, the son of Salu, a prince of a father's house among the Simeonites. The name of the Midianite woman who was slain was Cozbi, the son of Zur. He was head of a peoples of a father's house of Midian. Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, "Harass the Midianites, and strike them, for they harassed you with their wiles, for which they have deceived you in the matter of Peor, and in the matter of Cozbi, the daughter of the prince of Midian, their sister, who was slain on the day of the plague in the matter of Peor." It happened, after the plague, that Yahweh spoke to Moses, to Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, saying, "Take a census of all the congregation of the children of Israel, from 20 years old and upwards, by their father's house, all who are able to go forth to war in Israel." Moses and Eleazar the priest spoke with them in the plains of Moab, by the Jordan at Jericho, saying, "Take a census from 20 years old and upwards, as Yahweh commanded Moses and the children of Israel. These are those that came out of the land of Egypt: Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, the sons of Reuben, of Hanok, the family of the Hanokites, of Palu, the family of the Paluites, of Hezron, the family of the Hezronites, of Carmi, of the family of the Carmites. These are the family of the Reubenites, and those who were numbered of them were 43,730. The sons of Palu, Eliab. The sons of Eliab, Nemuel, and Dathan, and Abiram. These are that Dathan and Abiram, who were called of the congregation, who strove against Moses and against Aaron in the company of Korah, when they strove against Yahweh, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up together with Korah, when that company died. What time the fire devoured the 250 men, and they became a sign. Notwithstanding, the sons of Korah didn't die. The sons of Simeon, after their families, of Nemuel, the family of the Nemuelites, of Jamin, the family of the Jaminites, of Jachin, the family of the Jachinites, of Zerah, family of the Zerarites, 2,200. The sons of God, after their families, of Zaphon, the family of the Zaphonites, of Haggai, the family of the Haggites, of Shuni, and the family of the Shunites, of Ozni, and the family of the Oznites, of Eri, the family of the Erites, of Arod, of the sons of Gad, according to those who were numbered of them, 40,500. The sons of Judah, Ur and Onan, and Ur and Onan died in the land of Canaan. The sons of Judah after their families were of Shelah, the family of the Shelanites, of Perez, the family of the Perezites, of Zerah, the family of the Zerahites. The sons of Perez were of Hezron, the family of the Hezronites, of Hamul, the family of the Hamulites. These are the families of Judah, according to those who were numbered of them, 76,500. The sons of Ichar, after their families, of Tola, the family of the Tolaites, of Puvah, the family of the Punites, of Jashub, the family of the Jashubites, of Shimron, the family of the Shimronites. These are the families of Issachar, according to those who were numbered of them, 64,300. The sons of Zebulun, after their families of Sered, the families of the Seredites, of Elon, the families of the Elonites, of Jahiel, the families of the Jahilites. These are the families of the Zebulites, according to those who were numbered of them, 60,500. The sons of Joseph, after their families, Manasseh and Ephraim. The sons of Manasseh, of Machir, of the families of the Machirites. And Machir became the father of Gilead. Of Gilead, of the family of the Gileadites. These are the sons of Gilead. Of Ezar, the family of the Ezarites. Of Helek, the family of the Helekites. And Ezreel, the family of the Ezreelites. And Shechem, the family of the Shechemites. And Shemida, the family of the Shemidites. And Hepher, the family of the Hepherites. Zelophehad, the son of Hepher, had no sons, but daughters. But the names of the daughters of Zelophehad were Mahla and Noah, Nogla, Milcah, and Tirzah. These are the families of Manasseh, and those who were numbered of them were 52,700. These are the sons of Ephraim, after their families, of Shuthelah, the family of the Shuthelites, of Becher, the family of the Becherites, of Tahan, and the family of the Tahanites. These are the sons of Shuthelah, of Eran, the families of the Eranites. These are the families of the sons of Ephraim, according to those who were numbered of them, 32,500. These are the sons of Joseph after their families, the sons of Benjamin after their families, of Bela, the family of the Belites, of Ashbel, the family of the Ashbelites, of Arim, of the family of the Ariamites, of Shupafam, the family of the Shupafamites, of Hupham, the family of the Huphamites. The sons of Belai were Ard and Naaman, the family of the Ardites, of Naaman, the family of the Naamites. These are the sons of Benjamin after their families, and those who were numbered of them were 45,600. These are the sons of Dan after their families, of Shuham, the family of the Shuhamites. These are the families of Dan after their families. All the families of the Shuhamites, according to those who were numbered of them, were 64,400. The sons of Asher after their families, of Imnah, the family of the Imnites, of Ishvi, the family of the Ishvites, of Beriah, the family of the Berites, of the sons of Beriah, of Heber, and the family of the Heberites, of Malachiel, and the family of the Malachielites. The names of the daughters of Asher were Sarah. These are the families of the sons of Asher, according to those who were numbered of them, 53,400. The sons of Naphtali and their families, of Jahzeel, the family of the Jahzeelites, of Guni and the family of the Gunites, of Jezer, the family of the Jezerites, of Shillem, the family of the Shillemites. These are the families of Naphtali, according to their families. And those who were numbered of them were 45,400. These are those who were numbered with the children of Israel, 601,730. Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, "To these the land shall be divided for an inheritance, according to the number of names. To the more you shall give, the more inheritance, and to the fewer you shall give the less inheritance. To everyone according to those who were numbered of him shall his inheritance be given. Notwithstanding, the land shall be divided by lot, according to the names of the tribes of their fathers they shall inherit. According to the lot shall their inheritance be divided between the more and the fewer." These are those who were numbered after the Levites after their families, of Gershon, the family of the Gershonites, of Korath, the family of the Korathites, of Merari, the family of the Merarites. These are the family of Levi, the family of the Lebanites, the family of the Hebronites, the family of the Mahalites, the family of the Mushites, the family of the Koharites. Korath became the father of Amram. The name of Amram's wife was Jochebed, the daughter of Levi, who was born to Levi in Egypt. And she bore to Amram Aaron and Moses and Miriam their sister. To Aaron were born Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Ithamar. Nadab and Abihu died when they offered strange fire before Yahweh. Those who were numbered of them were 23,000, every male from a month old and upwards, for they were not numbered among children of Israel, because there was no inheritance given them among the children of Israel. These are those who were numbered by Moses and Eleazar the priest, who numbered the children of Israel in the plains of Moab by the Jordan at Jericho. But among these was not a man of them who were not numbered by Moses and Aaron the priest, who numbered the children of Israel in the wilderness of Sinai. For Yahweh had said to them, "They shall surely die in the wilderness." There was not a man left of them, except Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, then Joshua, the son of Nun. Then drew near the daughters of Zelophehad, the son of Hepher, the son of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, of the families of Manasseh, the son of Joseph. And these are the names of his daughters, Mahlah, Noah, and Hoglah, and Milcah and Tirzah. They stood before Moses and before Eleazar, the priest, and before the princes and all the congregation at the door of the tent of meeting, saying, "Our father died in the wilderness, and he was not among the company of those who gathered themselves together against Yahweh in the company of Korah. But he died in his own sin, and he had no sons. Why should the name of our father be taken away from among his family, because he had no son? Give to us a possession among the brothers of our father." Moses brought their cause before Yahweh. Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, "The daughters of Zelophehad speak right. You shall surely give them a possession of an inheritance among their father's sons, and you shall cause the inheritance of their father to pass to them. You shall speak to the children of Israel, saying, 'If a man dies and has no son, then you shall cause his inheritance to pass to his daughters. If he has no daughter, then you shall give his inheritance to his brothers. If he has no brothers, then you shall give his inheritance to his father's brothers. If his father has no brothers, then you shall give his inheritance to his kinsman, who is next to him of his family, and he shall possess it, and it shall be to the children of Israel a statute and an ordinance, as Yahweh commanded Moses." Yahweh said to Moses, "Go up into this mountain of Abarim, and see the land which I have given to the children of Israel. When you have seen it, you shall also be gathered to your people, as Aaron your brother was gathered, because you rebelled against my word in the wilderness of Zin, in the strife of the congregation, to sanctify me at the waters before their eyes. These are the waters of Meribah, of Kadesh, in the wilderness of Zin." Moses spoke to Yahweh, saying, "Let Yahweh, the God of the spirits of all flesh, appoint a man over the congregation, who may go out before them, and who may come in before them, and who may lead them out, and who may bring them in, that the congregation of Yahweh not be as sheep which have no shepherd." Yahweh said to Moses, "Take Joshua, the son of Nun, a man in whom is the Spirit, and lay your hand upon him, and set him before Eleazar the priest, before all the congregation, and commission him in their sight. You shall put of your honor on him, that all the congregation of the children of Israel may obey. He shall stand before Eleazar the priest, who shall inquire for him by the judgment of the Urim, before Yahweh. At his word shall they go out, and at his word shall they come in, both he and all the children of Israel with him, even all the congregation." Moses did as Yahweh commanded him, and he took Joshua, and set him before Eleazar the priest, and before all the congregation, and he laid his hands on him and commissioned him, as Yahweh spoke by Moses. End of chapters 21 through 27.